Captain's log, Stardate 44281.5. We've been ordered to the planet Ashgrave 4, also known as Football, on what I hope will turn out to be a minor diplomatic mission. The planet is considered neutral, even though it is in a Federation space, and attracts many pilgrims from several different species and faiths. They stay at the holy place. They'll start sharply inside a light touch and open access with the best way not to cause offense. Our orders are to find and apprehend a militant group that has committed acts of vandalism. Not something that usually requires a starship, but with the place a potential tinderbox, I'm not surprised the Federation governor is being very careful. I've already noticed an increase in religious activity on the ship, and many of the more religious members of the crew, looking at you.
He probably wouldn't even know he exists. He's an handsome.
Yeah.
I've asked for shortly.
He's a Bajoran on Starfleet.
if we're lucky, the presence of the starship will remind this militant group they need to calm down. Otherwise, will we make walking a very fine diplomatic line? I only hope the rumors that the place inspires calm and tranquility are not unfounded.
All right, one of the mechanics of Star Trek Adventures is you can make up a scene. So does anyone want to do a scene before we get to this planet?
It may not be a bad idea to just do scenes in order to introduce characters.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be familiarizing myself with the ship and just going.
So you're new?
Newish captain. Well, the other one got fired, right? So
aren't we all new? Didn't they completely get rid of the whole crew because they couldn't trust any of them?
Well, we still have this ensign who was the con person before. She's still here.
We didn't have a medical officer, did we?
Well, Vince was a medical officer for a while.
Did we come here right from like space dock and everything? Or?
Actually, the ship has been in the Shackleton Expanse.
No, we last ended at Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, because we failed the wormhole, remember?
Yeah, you had to be repaired. So, yeah, they did come from Deep Space Nine.
Continue with that story, then,
so I'm sure that there's a new crew and everything.
So I guess we'll come on together since I'm your twin. So
this is an Andorian-rich environment.
So you are standing by the air dock when the new captain and the new chief science officer comes on. You want to introduce yourself there? Since you're all of the same...
Sure. I am a lieutenant. I'm a lieutenant. My name is Shresh Chichaleth. I am one of the security officers on the ship. And
you would probably be the chief security
officer. The chief security officer. Yeah. Sweet. So I'm the chief security officer on the ship. I want to welcome you aboard, fellow Andorians. It is an honor to have you with us as we travel these deep expanses.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Greetings. You're the captain, so.
What are your orders, Captain?
How's the ship looking, Lieutenant?
Well, it just got out of dry dock and has been repaired really well. We're trying to do a shakedown to make sure that running security sweeps across the ship to make sure everything's okay. There are a few problems in engineering right now. Our chief engineer has yet to arrive, and we're a little worried about his timing.
But Commander Martinez is in engineering helping out, first off.
Yes, yes.
I will have to keep an eye on or check on that. Thank you.
All right.
And then we'll introduce ourselves because we haven't said our names yet.
Okay.
I'm Aaron, and this is Arya. We're, I don't know, are there clans in Victoria? Shran clan?
Shran clan.
We're the family, the Shran family.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've heard of them.
Sure, yeah.
And I'll be the science officer on the ship.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Twins among Andorians are rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
So we go to engineering.
Yep. Making my way to engineering.
Commander Mark, this is just... This
are you thing. Following me to engineering, or are you going here?
I'll go to wherever the science area is.
Commander Martinez is there trying to help you, but she's not really an engineer. Looks like she's a command science type person, so she's a... more getting in the way than anything else. You're the new engineering ensign here, and she's like
Yeah, I'm busy fixing stuff.
After she fixes it.
Unless somebody yells out Captain on Deck or something like that.
All right. Comes in. Captain on Deck.
I stand at attention.
At ease.
There's probably still a bunch of other, like, petty officers and stuff that I don't realize I need to tell to act
engineering right. Appears to be full of non-coms, non-commissioned officers. And, one ensign.
Look at him.
Hello, Captain.
Ensign, how's engineering looking?
Well, the dry dock looks like they did pretty good. Good job. I mean, everything looks to be in order.
How come there's no one else?
Well, I'm acting chief engineer until the chief arrives. Whenever we pick him up, I don't even.
Right, I'll
about that,
I thought he was supposed to get on board back in East Lace 9, but I guess that wasn't the case.
About that, I just received a message from Starfleet earlier, and our new chief engineering officer will not be ready to come on board for about another month.
Well, Vincent, looks like you're going to have your work cut out for you.
She is on a mission pretty far away, so it's going to take her a little while to get back here.
I'm sure the prophets know what they're doing.
Keep the ship running. I'm sure she'll take care of us.
Captain, shall we go see our new medical officer?
Yes. Carry on.
He's like, carry on with what?
Keeping it together. Hold it in place.
So the captain and the first officer walk into sick bay. You've probably only been here a short time yourself.
I am Bolian.
Bolian and what rank?
Lieutenant Commander.
Doctor?
Ah, hello, Captain.
How's everything looking for sick bay?
We are fully stocked.
And staffed. You're not short of any people.
And staffed, which is always a joy. I'm Dr. Christina Adamar. It is a pleasure.
Captain Schramm. This is our science officer.
Oh, also, I'm back now. Sorry, I went to the science area.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm by myself.
I don't know where the science area is. I'm following.
It's near Med Bay, isn't it?
Actually, yeah, I think it is.
Well, there's different science labs. There's a science station on the bridge. Yeah.
Could have picked something.
Do you have what are your focuses in science?
Botany and astrophysics. For some reason, those two go together really well.
There would be places for those each. Separate on the ship. So
I'd probably go toward the botany part.
She's going to look at the plants.
Yeah. It's really, really important.
So the next step would probably be to have a staff meeting with your senior officers.
You're going to be a senior officer, Ensign.
You feel like an odd duck, probably. You're like, I'm not supposed to.
Shall we call you Wesley now or later?
I just have my head punch. Senior officer's observation lines, please.
Okay.
He probably would not come because he's not a senior officer. He would not. You probably would have to ask him specifically. Are you going to come when you hear senior officers?
I'm the acting chief engineer, so
If it's all non-coms and engineering, he's the only ensign.
Yeah.
If what's her face is still down there, she probably makes a point to go, you know, that includes you at the moment.
No, she's going with the captain now.
So.
All right, so we're in the observation lounge. Everyone's seated around, including the commander. Don't forget she's here. Yeah, this is your meeting, so.
I'm trying to remember what was in the.
We're going to the planet.
I forgot what it was.
Something about Milligan Group.
Oh, yeah.
The vandals and religious things.
So we've received our orders from Starfleet. We are headed to the planet Ashgrave 4, also known as Football. There's a group, a Milligan group, that we are told to try and apprehend or at least calm down. They've committed acts of vandalism. We're trying to keep the peace. So, we need to make sure that we are prepared for any eventuality. I know I've been to engineering, looks we're looking pretty good there. How's security on the ship?
Security is shaping up well. We're training a few new crewmen right now, but they're coming along fine.
I'd like to see if we can schedule some simulations, just in case we need to have people on the ground.
Oh, battle simulations will yes. definitely be scheduled, Captain.
Especially for the main crew.
Right. So,
and handpick some of your security people, please, to include in that.
Sure. No problem.
Anything else? Weapons are good?
Do we know what we're sending down to the planet?
I'll lead the away team.
All of us? Right?
Yeah. Are you the captain?
Yeah, he's the captain.
Captain, this is the commander. This seems to be a delicate diplomatic mission, so maybe it would be a good idea for you to go down. I suggest we don't take a lot of extra security officers. That could be maybe send the wrong message.
Yeah, I would at least have one or two.
Well, I would be happy to go. I do have background in diplomacy.
I do want my security officer with me. But other than that, I think we're fine with the security officer, the science officer, myself, first officer.
If it pleases the captain, I do have negotiation and experience in this sort of incident.
My chief medical officer is always welcome.
I would like to say, per Starfleet protocols, it is not appropriate for the captain and the first officer to be off the ship at the same time. So if you're going, then I should probably stay on board.
Very well.
Do we know who lives on? What do we know about this planet? I guess is what I'm asking.
What do we know?
It's a neutral planet. But do we know...
How do you find out stuff that you want to know on a starship there?
Computer!
Computer. Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, who researched the PowerPoint slide that we're going to want to
use? So who's gonna use the computer?
It could be a science officer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say,
it would be.
So what do I don't know what I'm doing.
So
what do I do?
You would go with reason... and science. Do you have a focus related to computers?
I have cybernetics. No.
Have cybernetics.
Yeah, because I have my
own. Oh, yeah.
So roll 2 20s.
2 20s, okay.
And you're looking to get under your, what did I say?
Reason and science.
Together?
Yeah, did you roll a one?
Reason and science together.
Oh, yeah. Rolled two.
Did you roll 1 1, though?
There? Oh, that's a... Yes, that's a one.
Okay.
That's good.
That is good.
Hooray! Because I was like, I don't know.
You get momentum.
Woo-hoo. What was the difficulty on the check?
Her reason.
I love that he pulls out a special box when you roll a one.
So it's like advantage?
Oh, poker
trick. Like you roll a two.
It's really group momentum, but I'm just going to give it.
That's a fancy set you got there, Mike.
Yeah, I wonder where that came from.
No,
because I rolled a one and an 18.
Each one can produce successes.
And I missed the golden opportunity
so
there.
One
that's what
two
she
said.
Okay.
And then the other one.
The other one was an 18. So, yeah.
How old is that joke? And it's still floating around.
Because what's your reason science?
I mean, the office ain't good on the air. How many years?
14.
There you go, Commander. And I will need that back.
Okay.
Don't unfold it.
No.
Did I not look at the other side then?
I'm supposed to just read. I'll just read this out loud, I guess. I'll secret information I can only tell myself.
Sound like a computer voice.
So sound like Gene Roddenberry's wife?
I know. Ashgrave 4 was discovered by Terran explorers in the early part of the 21st century. They recorded the place had little in terms of mineral or agricultural worth. However, upon completing their survey, a high proportion of the exploratory team claimed to have a religious experience. Many became adherents of one religion or another soon after. This inspired others to visit, and many reports of religious experiences were recorded. Several different species began to make claims on the planet, and so the Federation decided to retain control, but treat it as neutral territory. They would operate a small administrative colony and allow any species to visit for the purpose of religious observance. Over the years, several theories have been offered for why the planet seems to inspire religious feeling, but a true study has been made difficult due to many of the inhabitants resisting the idea of codifying what they see as a matter of faith. Meanwhile, the religious community was quick to form their own multi-denominational opinion. It is generally believed that the aura of the place is due to the past presence of the creator of the universe. It is said that when they had crafted the universe, they took physical form to truly see it in all its glory, and Ashgrave 4 is the place that they chose to stand, and to this day it remains marked by this divine footfall. Today the planet is governed by the commander Indira Chahal, and her administration team of 20 Starfleet officers. They maintain a light touch that allows settlers under certain rules. No one may build any place of worship to a particular denomination. This was to avoid land claims by any particular group. Any businesses may only trade in the main colony. Any form of farming and mining is also prohibited, and the planet is considered a heritage site. This has led to there being only one main colony town and a series of small, non-denominational shrines scattered across the planet. The main colony contains around 500 residents who mainly work in service trade, hotels, souvenirs, and restaurants. For the approximately 2,000 pilgrims that might visit at any time, around 1,000 or so religious residents live outside the colony, but most prefer to visit rather than live on this rather barren planet. The right to visit or to become a resident is restricted to those with a special visa granted by the Federation. They keep numbers low to maintain the peace, but there is constant pressure to increase the amount of visas per year.
So as I'm understanding this, just to make sure, whenever someone has a religious experience on that planet, it usually coincides with their with religious beliefs they already have, correct? That's what it appeared to me.
That's what it sounded like.
I just want to make sure that. So it's like a Bajoran would go if they had a religious experience. It would be a Bajoran religious experience.
It didn't sound like it was specific, yeah.
Right. It, and so they're limiting all of this to keep different groups from saying, hey, this is just our religious experience. So, but the religious experience they have is particular to their preconceived religious beliefs, not in addition to them.
And almost all religions see this as a holy site.
Correct. Okay, cool.
That
cool,
never cool, causes cool problems.
Yeah.
Cool. Got it.
Okay.
But now a militant group is performing acts of vandalism for some reason.
And what are they vandalizing?
It sounds like there's much there.
Well, there's the footprint of the creator, apparently, right? Mm-hmm. Are they vandalizing that?
Are they vandalizing any of the shrines?
You might have to wait until you get there and ask the commander.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So does anyone want to have any scenes before we get there? Maybe specifically about your religion? And I'm just saying that because that's what it says in here.
Sure. Sure, I'll do a religion scene. Why not? It's not outside my wheelhouse. Since the captain talked about doing some physical training with the other security crew, I'm in there teaching them grappling moves and hand-to-hand, and part of my value is that, part of who I am as an Andorian is I'm always talking about honor, and so I tell them I really follow the code of the warrior and how that passionate warrior side of the Andorians is something that all of the universe should embrace as we head toward this religious planet. And I tell them,
Kyle and Joseph, you guys are the under security people now. So you're training with your leader. This is what's known in this as secondary characters, which I don't actually have made up, but
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm basically talking about how important it is to, you know, have that passion when you're a warrior, and how it's a part of not just the Andorian heritage, but it is a heritage for all sentient races, and how fighting and struggle is what it is, is what it means to be sentient.
Like but what if the rules of engagement don't call for such action?
But even in diplomacy, one can be a warrior. There is a weave and an ebb and a flow to diplomacy. Battle is not always straightforward. I show as I slip in and wind my way in and put them in a hold and put them on the ground. You know, battle is not always attacking front on. You know, and as chief of security, I do a move where I slip behind them and then I move quickly. As you know, battle is not about forward attack always. It's about deflection. A warrior does not always kill. A warrior does not always attack. A warrior knows when to bend like a reed. So, there we go.
All right, I'm giving you a momentum chip for good role-playing.
All right.
Hey, Laura, and this is actually, it's actually group momentum. I don't know why I'm giving it to individual people.
That's all right. Yeah. That's all right.
And the two security officers are Elora and Tariak. Just
Elora and Tariak.
E-L-L-O-R-A.
E-L-L-O-R-A.
And T-A-R-I-A-C.
And T-R-A-C.
All right, anything else?
They're security officers. They human?
Actually, my internet is going slow here, so I'm not sure what they are.
Okay.
I'll tell you when I find out.
I figured I'm back in my quarters probably looking up information on this contingent Starfleet officers that are on the planet. Just to know who I'm going to be meeting with.
Okay. Give me a roll. So you're looking for... Let's go with insight and science, and if you have anything related to computers.
That would be no successes.
Okay, well, you don't find out anything about the...
I was off by one.
More than you know.
Anything else before we get there? All right. You beam down to the surface of Ashgrave 4. You arrive in an open plaza in the center of the only city on the planet. The place is bustling with activity. And the area is full of all manner of shops selling religious trinkets and paraphernalia of every type and every denomination. The people here seem calm and happy, and several will offer various blessings and greetings of a religious nature to all of you as you arrive. You all instantly feel a sense of... Shall I give it back to you?
No!
A sense of calm as you arrive on the planet, and you each get another point of momentum.
Oh, wow.
Just from... Landing on the planet, you feel... Yeah.
We'll just let you keep on.
You feel calm and relaxed.
Who all went on the away team?
I'm assuming all of you did, except for the commander.
Yeah.
Not the NPCs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you don't go, you're going to be playing a secondary character or something, because there's not going to be much on the ship going
on.
Yeah. You make your way to the main administration building, where you will be led to Commander Chahal's office. The commander will detail the incident in question, showing you security footage, which appears to be a group of civilians of different denominations and species, races, vandalizing shops in the city. You can see other people walking around, but they appear to be very cautious not to hurt any people. They're just breaking the windows out of the shops, and they appear to be not concerned about being on camera. In fact, they seem to be doing it in areas where they know they will be caught on camera.
Seems pretty cool to me.
Okay, the shops that they're targeting, being from the background that I have and, like, the different cultural things, does it look like they're, you know, kind of like cheap here, buy my stuff, your religious kind of stuff?
There does not appear to be a pattern. It's just whatever okay. shops they come to that are where they will be seen on camera.
Have they been identified? And well, since they're seen on camera, why haven't you identified them and brought them in?
Well, we do know their leader is a human woman named Annalisa Duval. She has often insisted that more people be allowed to visit football. Duval's group originally had no name and was just a small commune outside the main colony, but they are now calling themselves the Voice of Purity and are insisting everyone on the planet bring their beliefs in line with theirs. Mm-hmm. Most of these beliefs are pretty close to the common core of most religions, but no one is happy about someone telling them that their faith is wrong. What I need for you to do is to locate the Voice of Purity. Our technology is not quite up to the standard of your ship and your technology, and convince them that they need to stop what they're doing.
How are they? Are they broadcasting their message out? Or are they putting their message out on the streets and leaflets? What are they doing?
Just by word of mouth.
Do they have visas? Are they allowed to be here? Or are they here illegally?
Well, Annalisa Duval came here as a tourist. And she liked it so much she decided not to leave. But they are here legally, yes. We just restrict the number of people who can visit to keep it from getting overcrowded and for any one religion to be gain too much power. But we don't.
And do you have any idea where they might be basing their operations out of?
Well, like I said, the last place that we knew that they were was in some hills nearby, and he brings up a map, shows you the general location. But we don't have the ability of your ship to locate them, so we don't know exactly where they are.
I'll call up to the Montgomery. That was on the bridge.
Could be the commander.
Yeah, you're...
Yeah.
Yes, Captain.
Can you scan the planet for signs of life? And I'll give him the general coordinates of where... Of the hills. Signs of non-animal life. Human life.
Who wants to roll for the commander?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I guess we're using your stats, right? So.
Yep. So we're going to be using reason and science.
Assisted by the ship, or?
Yes, assisted by the ship's science. And she has nothing.
How do you roll for the ship?
Just roll one die.
There we go. There we go for the ship.
It's be the ship's. It's 9 and it's 11 for the ship. 11. 11 for the ship, and hers is 12. Yeah, roll a d20. You roll 2 for her. You roll 1 for the ship.
Did she have anything that she could use for momentum? No. What was the target for her?
12.
You got 1-12. Definitely 12.
Captain, in that area, there is a large concentration of some mineral that makes scanning below the ground not possible, and we are not picking up any humanoid life forms in that area. Maybe underground, because the ship scans cannot penetrate that mineral.
We're going to the hard way.
Well, do they have meetings here in town? I know you said they're. Who are we talking to again?
It's Commander Cahal.
Commander Cahal.
She's the governor of the. Which is weird because I didn't realize Starfleet worked this way.
Yeah.
But she's the governor of the planet, and she's been here for 10 years, which seems odd for a Starfleet officer, but anyway.
Well, Commander Cahal, they're staying up in the mountains, but how are they recruiting? Are they having meetings here? I know you said it was word of mouth, but...
They stay very undercover. If they come into town, we don't know when they're here. I don't have a large security force. There's only 30 of us under my command.
Do you know of any areas that might be sympathetic to them or any particular places?
Not really. Most people are about their own religion and don't want people telling them what to do. So as far as I know, their group is not large and not that influential.
My character finds this fascinating. What information I have about the Bolians, their progenitor person was an actual person that's name's been lost to history, and she's called the First Mother. They don't have God.
I would want to check out the area, the town, and see if we could maybe surreptitiously pick up something from the people here to just get an idea of where they are instead of just wandering off looking for it, because I look around at our away party, at our away team, and I said, not all humanoids necessarily have the same ability to survive in such conditions. Or the train.
Sounds good. Should we split up? Two groups?
I would say, yeah, that might not be a bad idea. I would probably recommend sending down a few people from the ship as if they were on leave.
In civilian clothes?
Yeah, in civilian clothes. Give a few people
some leave. Remember, you do have a lot of requests for shore leave.
Right.
True. Yeah.
And take a few of those early requests for shore leave, send them down, so that the natives don't get restless.
Well, they're used to seeing Starfleet officers. There's 30 right. of them here, so.
But that way, they're thinking new ship, new influx. The people coming in are just we're here just for shore leave. They don't have to know we're here to investigate something.
All right, we're back recording. Any other scenes before? What are we doing? Now we're on the planet. I was about to send you back to the ship.
To get us back on track, we were wanting to let people go on shore leave. Right, Captain?
Yes.
And we're wanting to investigate the market.
Small number. Small groups.
Yeah.
5 to 10.
Yeah, 5 to 10 people.
Well,
and
we also don't want to overrun the...
No,
town.
No uniform.
Yeah, no uniform. Well, they're shore leave, so they wouldn't be a uniform.
With the situation that it's anything to be in
college. Right. And, Actually, Captain, you've given me a really good idea. Some of our new trainees in security would be great ones to send down for shore leave. And they're to let us know if anyone tries to tell them about the voice of purity.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right? It's the voice of purity?
Yes.
Wow, that sounds like really bad 1980s religion.
I talked to Danny too much, so I think of milk.
Very well.
Nice. Sure, milk.
All right. So we'll do that, Game Master.
I'm all Captain. Right. I may be able to go back to the ship and retune the sensors. Maybe we can get a better assertion.
Maybe he could set up the thing with my eyeballs or whatever.
Very well. Go interface with her visual aids.
Thank you.
You almost said make it so. You almost said I make almost it
did.
So.
I did.
Engage.
With my cybernetic optics.
Yeah, so that more so that as we're down here, we can use it for facial recognition.
Because I've seen them all now, so.
Yeah, that's right.
We've seen pictures.
There we go. Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, so that's two different things you got to do there, engineer.
Yeah, I know. Why can't you work on one of those and I'll work on the other one?
Can't I? Because it's part of my, I mean, I have to be there, right, to set it up.
It's probably better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you have a focus in cybernetics or something?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to help you.
Yeah, you'd be a lot better.
Yeah, because I designed them myself. So.
You may not want me to touch them.
So how would I work with one another
for bonuses in this game?
I could do my part, but.
Collaboration. Let's do with tasks.
I'll set it up and.
It's the one die rule. That's what the chip's doing when it helps us.
All right, control and science.
All right, what are we doing first?
Do two.
Yep, two.
Things?
Okay. Are we gonna do the visor thing first?
Yep, and remember you have a focus. So if either of those is under your science, are they?
No, I have a 10 and a 13. Focus and what is it? Sorry, science and what?
Reason.
Reason.
Or, no, not reason. Your control. Let's go with control.
Okay. Ugh. So, 15.
That's what control
is. All right, how many successes you got there?
I have two, because you go just straight off the die.
Yeah, neither of them are under your sign.
No.
All right.
But I've attempted to help her.
She made it.
Oh, okay.
So you just want to be able to link to the computer and do facial scans of all the people as you're walking around the town.
Yes. Yeah, so they can see what we're seeing. If
all
right, that is done.
Link it or whatever.
So now, what is your thing?
I'm going to try to, using my mining, expertise, I'm going to try to make the scanners, just kind of upgrade them a little bit in order to penetrate this particular material. Maybe find workarounds around it.
All right. That's fancy. Reason and engineering.
Is that a question about the ship or not?
What did you say you were doing?
Retuning the sensor.
Retuning the sensor.
The ship, wouldn't be assisting on that. The ship would assist on the scan, but not on not on the fixing itself.
So here's the thing. I do have a talent called Jury Rig.
I love that.
I could use it.
Every engineer should have that.
Does something bad happen if you fail?
It only lasts for one scene, basically. I'm gonna look up Jury Rig to see
how
much it can help me out. I should have put page
125. It's the beginning of the talent.
I wrote all mine on the back.
Yeah, that's smart.
Smart, and I'm gonna do that if I can have the book for a little while. You said 25?
125.
125. That makes more sense. Okay, let's see. Okay, so that's the personnel. Sure, 125.
I thought the talent started at 125.
135.
135. There it is. 135. Yeah,
135. That was not a 2. 203.
All right. So, Jury Rig. Whenever you attempt an engineering task to perform repairs, you may reduce the difficulty by 2 to a minimum of 0. If you do this, however, then repairs only last temporarily and will last only a single scene. Plus one additional scene per momentum spent before they fail again. Jury rig repairs can only... Okay, so this is... Okay, so I could do it for engineering tasks and it would just last for a scene. If it was a repair, it would be harder to repair it permanently. But this is not a repair. This is just kind of a...
You only want it to be able to do one scan, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to jury rig something.
Yes!
So it has a difficulty of 0, then.
All right, so this is all just for momentum and how long it lasts. So that's a 10 and a 3, which both are below my engineering plus reason. And I've got a mining focus.
All right, so that's 3 successes.
Right.
I forgot about your mining focus.
So I could pump all those into it and it would last 3 scenes. Or I could add to the momentum. We've got a lot of momentum already.
Or you could use the momentum to get more information from the scan.
Well, this is not the scan itself. This is me adjusting. Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and spend it all. We'll have it last for two additional scenes beyond this one.
Okay.
And then throw that
one extra momentum into the pool.
All right. So.
So now you have advantage.
So
on that.
All right. Did you come back to the ship with me, or did you immediately go back down to the
nerd? No. Yeah. I would say we're.
You probably could have done that on the surface.
Yeah.
All right, so then
so
I'm
now
gonna
we need to do the scan yeah, with I'm advantage gonna and with assistance from the ship.
All right, so scan with advantage. So that's three dice, right?
Yes.
And this was what plus science? Insight.
This would be insight and science okay. And the ship's sensors.
All right, so here's
rolling
my
for
roll.
The ship. I'm on the ship. Sensors, ship sensors are 10.
Isn't it two bags?
Not for the sensors. And
it's a science.
It's a ship. It's,
and science. Yeah. 12, yes, 12.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's two perfect values.
It is,
always
all right.
Added together. With a ship
gotcha
or somebody. You got one success from the ship.
So that's four. Does my focus in computers help?
Yeah.
So that's five. Success.
Holy sh-
See, it takes a little touch, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta pull this cable off over here and reattach it over there.
Well done,
all right, there are life signs in some caves.
I do need to get an accommodation for this one, dude.
I don't. You may not want to look at the ship afterwards.
There's some life signs of.
Did you pull a Kaylee?
Humanoids in some caves.
My whole character's based off.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we didn't go over our values and stuff like that. Mine are interesting.
Yeah, that's good.
So there are some humanoid life signs in some caves near the area that they pointed out to you.
Captain.
Yes.
This is Acting Chief Engineer Nardola. I have the scanners up and I'm able to penetrate the surrounding the interfering mineral.
Good work, Ensign. What do we got?
There are some humanoid life forms in a cave near the area that they told you these people were hanging out.
There are indeed some humanoid life forms in a cave system in the location that Commander
Cahal.
Do we know Cahal. How many?
Governor.
Governor.
Can we use some of the momentum we gained to figure out how many exactly?
Give me one back. There are over 25.
I am picking up over 25 life signs.
We might need to have some extra security on standby.
Well, it really depends on how many people they have. And do we want to go in blazing and take them down?
No.
Okay.
On standby.
Yeah.
In case something happens.
Well, could have the... yes, Captain. So I step off to the side to contact my security people in charge on there, and I tell them to have a complement of 10 security people ready to beam down to that location.
Yes, thank you.
The commander, may I remind you again, this is a delicate diplomatic mission.
Commander,
we do not need to go in with a army of security. Yeah.
These are staying on this. They're staying on the ship until we are needed. Until they are needed.
Who's the third person in command? Would that be you? Do we have to go to somebody else?
Because it's your lieutenant commander also.
No, she's the commander.
No, I'm a lieutenant commander.
It ain't me.
So then it's one of us because we're both lieutenant commanders.
And you're lieutenant.
I'm just a lieutenant.
Yeah.
Technically, both of y'all would be almost equal.
Yeah.
Just given the circumstance, who
Chief
would be in charge?
Chief Magnolfer
and
Science
Officer?
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the situation.
Going to the science officer with this one, because your science officer is your sibling, and I'm
thinking
you're acting irrationally, and I need to talk to somebody about it. So I'm going to the medical officer.
That would make sense in any case, whether she was in line of command or not.
Can I speak to you, Doctor?
Of course.
What do you think of our new captain?
It is too early to say.
He seems to be bent on violence. Have you noticed that about him?
Her.
Huh?
She's a girl.
Yeah. Oh, about her, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She hasn't gone off and punched anyone yet.
I mean, she seems to be determined to handle this situation on the planet with force rather than diplomatic.
No. That was just, I do believe the captain is going more cautious, expecting the worst, but leading with a diplomatic foot.
All right, I won't go to the Admiral with this, based on your recommendation, but...
I will try to keep it as in line as possible.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, back to you guys.
That is freaking awesome.
Yeah, I doubt they would go to me anyway, since I'm also another
NPC. Yeah, you would be all with him. Huh?
Yeah.
Her, I keep calling
well,
her.
Well, no, with my background now, you know, because of that first contact, I've actually learned how to be diplomatic.
I'm all the
while bathroom. Having your knife ready.
I'm much more diplomatic.
So yes, I'm with him on this. Is that
this chick is very not into violence? So
oh, a pacifist. Yeah. Not everyone.
Violence. I'm just into being prepared,
and that's what I told her. I was like, I do believe the captain is more being prepared and leading with the diplomatic.
I kept it on the ship. I didn't go to the admiral.
Fire.
So we're still good.
I haven't been through this before. Earlier in my career.
All right.
I've negotiated with you.
So, while,
so have I.
So, during that time, while is anyone able, any of my security people able to pick up anything while going through the marketplaces?
They just report back the same thing that you've already heard. You do not pick up any matches on your scans for the facial recognition. None of them appear to be in town. Some of the people in town appear to be sympathetic to them, and some of them are not. But none of your security or any of the crew members find anyone who knows any of them or who they are. Anything like that. Yeah, no, I turned it off.
So, would my cultural studies give me any clue as to the motivations of this group? I have an idea that their motivations are, you know, power, thirst for control, like any group like that. But would I be able to pick up any clues about that as I talk and walk around myself?
Give it a shot.
All right.
I'll beam back down to the surface after I've...
And what do I need to...
Hidden all the cables.
Play that off.
We're going to go with insight and command, because you're...
Insight and command.
Mm-hmm.
So I add those together, right?
Yep. Do you have any... Do you have a focus that relates to the question you're asking?
Cultural studies?
Yep.
Okay.
So if either one of those is less than your command, then that's an extra success.
Okay. Both of them are.
Dear merciful.
I had a 13 is what I needed. You said my insight and command, correct?
Well, if they're less than your just your command right here.
They have to be less than your command alone.
Oh no, neither is less than my command.
So you have
alone.
Two successes?
Yes.
So you don't know. Don't get any answers.
Oh, okay. So it had to have been just less than my command.
Mm-hmm. To get to get multiple successes.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. Oh, geez, that's tough to make.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Wow. I forgot the... blanked out there. Sorry. Don't worry about it.
Your brain ain't working today.
No, it's not.
And what can you use momentum for?
Hard marks. I mean...
Because you have a bunch, so...
Isn't it better... Make checks better.
You can use it for like extra D20. But you have to use.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, something. No, that's determination.
Determination.
So that's different. You can spend your determination to if you've got a value that relates to the role,
that's
and
right.
You get an automatic one.
That's right.
the momentum, okay, you just get automatic
and dice by the way, I think everyone should have one point of determination. I don't think I told you that.
Do we not have three? I thought we had three.
Can you mark it?
Maybe
say that?
Yeah, or is it
blank? Player characters begin each session with a single point of determination, and no character can have more than three at any point. So everybody has one point of determination.
You're thinking of the thing that we have in 40K.
You can also challenge, if you do run out of determination, though, and you still need to use it, you can challenge a value, in which case you mark it off, and usually it's kind of resolved, and you end up having to choose a new value.
So I guess it's up to you, Captain, but I think we should head out to the caves and see if we can talk to them.
Yeah, I believe that'd be the best course of action.
You can also use values against us.
Just keep an eye out. No one gets hurt. No surprises.
Ooh.
So what was it when you roll, you have to roll underneath your discipline in order to get the extra success? Is that what we figured out? Is that what I blanked out on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing?
The Macarena.
Heading toward the caves?
Yeah.
Hi.
Nothing.
You're probably kind of in the lead since you have the scan going.
Yeah. I mean,
how far out of the town are the caves?
Oh, yeah, do we know? Just show us on the map.
Yeah. Did show us.
Well, several kilometers.
Can we transport?
Yes.
Yeah.
Call the ship first. I just said transport. So. Transport room. I just say.
Okay.
From our current location to near the mouth of those caves, or give them the coordinates.
Okay. Transporters are buffering.
Buffering.
Yeah, we'll stop for a second. Right.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it was loading as Goblin Cave, so I
yeah, yeah.
So thankfully, I didn't
think funny looking stuff going on there. Like a big blood pool on top of a rock.
That's just a pile of dry leaves.
So you are transported to an area near a rocky hill behind some trees.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for transporting us to cover.
yeah.
With cover, yes. Good job.
So do we, if they're in a cave.
What's the plan here?
I'm assuming that they're not wanting to be found. I mean, I don't know. We should see if anyone's around, I guess.
Yeah. Is anyone scanning?
Oh, is that a thing? How do I do that? Can you do that? Can you look around as a check or something?
Yes. You okay. Can scan with your tricorder.
Oh, okay.
Probably insight and science, I guess.
Yeah.
No idea.
Let's see. Should be something that I already know, but I don't. So, what is the role for tricorder scan?
I guess I'd say insight and science.
Yeah, or control science.
Or control. I hope it's. Oh, I did not
put control. Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah.
No,
wouldn't
I have two.
Con?
I have two in control.
Con is like ship's helm and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
What is con? Isn't that the same thing as
flying the ship?
Like con of the ship.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a short
version. Console, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yes,
actually, we really figured out last time it's a French word.
Yeah. Has to do with ships.
I literally thought it was like a shortened version of control for some reason.
Track orders are control and science.
Okay.
Why control?
Well, then never mind. I do have high control.
Because control is operating.
I'll do a scan. So how do I do?
Okay. 20 and getting it works.
I don't think so. Hand phasers? I don't think so. Yeah, no. Improvisation.
You know what? It was right here on this page. It is insight and
science. Oh, it's insight and science?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I'm looking everywhere for it. It's right here.
Yeah, I'll just roll again. If I don't, they flip it over. Ah! Okay. That's a 5.
See, and a 9. I know you use, like...
Science and insight. At 14. So, yeah.
You detect odd energy readings like nothing you have seen before. And it appears to be all around you. But as you scan, the readings vanish. Mm. And suddenly several life forms appear.
Oh my god, they have cloaking technology.
Why are they angry? We're only blue.
And they're flying.
They're flying?
Yes, and they look like demons. Whatever demons look like on your...
What if we don't have those?
Then you've probably seen human demons.
I would probably think of Bajoran demons more than a group on Deep Space Nine.
Oh, you see Paul Reitz.
Yeah, I mean, we're not very...
In fact, I have this...
Do I hear anyone calling out the demons from the stack
of threats, so I'm adding 2 more demons.
Yeah! So I would assume that we would... I don't know. I think I would think that I would take away some threats.
I put it in the back of the thing.
Like,
I was hoping
that you would
take it off of that
box. Well, I did. Explanation for it.
Right.
It was 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right
now.
I had 2 for each one of you. All right. You see these things flying toward you that look like demons. What's your character's name?
Aaron.
What are you doing?
What are you doing when you see them
coming toward you?
I will tell everyone that.
Well, you can do that and something else.
I have no idea. I wouldn't.
I'll take cover as soon as I see them.
Okay. Yeah. I'll hide, I guess, but I'm not gonna attack them yet because I don't. I wouldn't. All right,
Cap,
attack
what
right
are you
away.
Doing other than yelling, take cover?
I'm getting a weapon out just in case.
Security man, what are you doing?
I'm telling everyone to get into cover and pulling down my phaser.
I know what he says.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Doc?
I am ducking under cover and scanning the demon.
All right. Those of you who said you were ducking managed to duck behind the trees there.
Did I hear anyone call out? Like, did I hear someone say it? Oh my goodness, it's Pa Reitz. Did anybody say that? Okay.
I totally would have said that.
And?
Which, if you see something that has a body, yeah. Well,
and to me, they're appearing like some sort of Andorian demon, correct?
Yes.
So I hear that, and I'm going to react to that and say, Captain, I don't think that... I don't know what's going on here, but... I think it's trying, whatever is happening is trying to pull from our own particular mythology.
Well, you don't know what everybody else thinks. So.
Well, he said he shouted out Pa Reitz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I asked. I asked him if he shouted out, oh my goodness, it's a Pa Reitz.
All right, who's what as far as minis, just so we know here? Who's the blonde one on the end there?
That's the captain, isn't it?
I can't see. Yeah, I'll be that one.
This is your girl. You said you were this one?
No, I'm the one that looks
you
like
share the helmet.
Cobra That's Commander.
Okay.
All right. Who's the other blue person with a pistol there?
I guess that would be me. Make me one of the blue ones with a pistol. Blue man group
Can't
with
see
a pistol.
Blue pistol girl. All right. That leaves the girl with 2 pistols and the person with the cloak.
I'll be this dude, I guess.
Okay. I'd find with me in the back.
All right, this demon on this end attacks the captain. Whoa, that was a really bad roll. And majorly missed. The one on the other end attacks the first officer, the
science officer.
Science officer. And that is a hit.
Wait, doesn't constantly watching always give me something like on initiatives?
What does it? Well, there isn't really initiative in this game, but what, is it, what does it give you?
All right. Let's see. I'll borrow this book here. Let's see here. Oh, I would have to attempt a task to detect danger or hidden enemies. I reduce the difficulty by one. Okay. Never mind.
These guys seem to just kind of appear out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So on the... That's 2 points. That's one and an effect. What's your toughness?
How do I figure that out? This?
Should be on there somewhere.
Toughness?
Your
stress thing?
Not stress. What is the word I'm looking for?
What?
Let me get to the let me get to the, maybe it's not toughness. Let me get to the combat
page. Fitness?
There is stress. That's what we have.
Stress, yeah. What's your stress?
I have 10, I think.
That's
right?
Like
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Right? I don't know.
Let me see what I'm looking for.
I have 10 blank spaces. We had that discussion before.
Yep.
What is our stress?
It's
plus security.
Yep.
Okay.
I guess we all have failure.
Yeah. Alright, you take three off your stress and you're knocked down.
So then I mark 3 blank spaces.
Yep.
Okay.
Lay your person down. And Captain Security and Ensign, you guys can use your weapons if you want to because you drew them.
So here's a question. So I'm seeing them as their paw race. Paw race or non-corporeal. What do I see when it attacks her?
I don't know what you saw, but you saw it hit her and knock her down, him, and knock him down.
So can I do a non-attack thing? Can I, like, do anything if I'm knocked down, or is getting up my...
If you don't want to get up, yeah, you can do something else.
I just wanted to see if there was, if I could, like, see any... I don't believe that they're, like, really demons, because it doesn't seem natural to me, so... I would assume that some other thing is causing it. Like, can I look around to see if there's, like, a, I don't know, projector, science projector or some science-y thing that would make this?
We'll do another insight. And insight and science roll with your tricorder scanner.
Oh, that's terrible. That's 2 failures.
So you don't know.
Yeah.
Does anybody who has a weapon out want to shoot at any of them?
It matches. It's a failure.
Fire,
right?
Then.
It's the same number.
Two
dice, yep.
2d20?
Yep, and it's fitness and security.
Is my bold... My bold took... Like,
if you want to add to the threat and get an extra...
Yeah.
Now, do I need to get one of these below my security?
Fitness and security together.
Okay, so I add those together.
Yep.
Yeah, 2 successes.
All right, that is a hit. What kind of weapon are you using?
My phaser.
Do you have... I bet you don't have the damage down there, do you?
I do not.
Isn't that your...
Plus I get 5 bonus damage, too.
You know what, know what that number is?
Yeah, that's your damage number. How many D6s you roll?
Okay, that's what you roll. 5 D6s.
The phasers don't have an inherent damage value?
No, it's just that.
Just 5?
It's this, whatever that number is. That's what you're...
Next to the phaser type 2?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
17 total.
No, you don't add them together.
Oh.
Tell me how many 1s you have.
None.
How many 2s?
3.
All right, that's 6 points. 3s and 4s are 0s.
Okay.
And how many 5s and 6s?
None.
So how would I say 6 points?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do I get that extra 5 point thing that you said?
What was that again?
No, that's for the dice.
Oh, I got you. I see how that works. I got you. I understand. Never mind. So 6 points of damage, yes.
All right. Any effects on... Does the phaser have any effects?
Quality of charge.
Phaser type 1 or type 2?
Type
2. Type
2. Or is, yeah, it's definitely not type 3.
Because you rolled 2, so if it has effects... Then...
Charge. Ooh. Quality charge...
I think so, because the arm strike is not...
Charge. The weapon has an adaptable energy pull, allowing its potency to be scaled to various levels. If the character performs a prepare minor action before attacking with this weapon, they may add one of the following weapon damage effects, either area, intense, piercing 2, or vicious 1.
Oh.
We didn't prepare, though.
Yeah, we didn't prepare. Okay.
So it's just a regular...
That's what you're doing when you put... The different settings.
Yeah.
Set your phasers to blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So what were the numbers that we need?
So it does say that the phaser type 2 has damage of 3.
Yep. So roll 3 more dice.
Yeah.
3 more dice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All weapons gain additional damage.
1-1, 1-3, and 1-4.
Okay, so that's just one additional point.
Okay. All
right.
So then you roll 10.
10 dice.
10 dice.
Yep.
So those plus 4.
And here's what we're looking for, so just so you know.
Wow.
You have 7.
That's a lot of damage.
So what numbers are...
7
ones are ones.
Ones and twos.
And twos are twos. You really need to roll them all at once, because it's going to be very confusing if you try to roll 15 different times.
You should be able to have more than 8.
He has 7 plus the 3 from...
Where's your 7 from?
That was the number that I put in his little symbol thing.
Maybe that's the total. Maybe that's including the...
What's your security?
Oh, maybe it is. So, yeah, it must be 7 total.
Yeah. If your security's 4, then yes, your total dice is 7.
Okay. Yeah. I was really confused.
Because 3 for the phaser and then 4 for his
security. It added it up for us. That's why I was...
It did all the work for you.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to take a minor action, though, you could choose one of those abilities.
I did it before I fire?
Yeah. So, if you set your phaser to kill, then I guess you would add intense. I think that was an option.
And resistance was the word I was looking for when I was asking you about toughness. Does anybody have resistance?
No.
Okay,
so if you give intense...
All these games have all these different terms.
I know.
It inflicts massive harm on the target and incapacitating them far more quickly.
Intense?
Yeah, that's what intense does.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
What does it do?
It ups the cost to avoid an injury, if they can do that.
I don't think they have that ability, but go ahead.
Everybody does.
It's not in the main book.
What's that?
It's a talent that I...
What did you get?
Called Fire at Will.
I can look it up, because it's just do your thing and I'll look it up.
So I'm rolling 7 dice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many 1s?
1.
How many 2s?
2 or 3.
They may not
That's
be.
That's 6. How many 3s and 4s are nothing, so don't worry about those. How many 5s?
Piercing.
2.
And how many 6s?
1.
That's pretty good. You can knock sparks from that one. Alright. Anybody else have a weapon who has not fired?
No, but I wanted to scan the creatures.
That's what I was going to do.
Okay, go for it.
But something seems weird here.
Yeah. And that's that. Insight and...
And science.
Okay, so
I got 2 successes.
That one rolled off.
All the science these people scanning and they're shooting.
I have 2 successes.
Unfortunately, that does not give you any more information.
Well, dang.
Does it give us any information? Because we know nothing.
Nope, doesn't give you.
So it doesn't pick them up at all.
Oh yeah, it sees them. Yeah, but it doesn't give you any more.
Okay.
And people are coming out of the cave. and attacking the demons from behind. And I don't really want to do all this dice rolling, so. So there's a big battle going on the other side of the trees over there, which has distracted like half of the demons. All right, Aaron.
Okay, so I guess since everyone's attacking, I'll just attack, so I'll stand up and do that.
Okay.
So 2d20s?
Yep.
No, 4. This is 4.
That's after you hit.
Okay.
So roll the 2 to see if you hit.
You gotta hit first.
Okay. A 16 and a 15?
I think those are probably not gonna be a hit.
Yeah.
Captain. Don't forget you got this momentum if you want to use any of it.
Oh, can I use that to try and hit again?
No, you can't re-roll, but you can spend momentum before you roll to add extra dice.
Oh. Whoops,
okay. I don't know what my talents do.
Probably like around the 1.
Okay, they do. 30, what is your talent you're looking for?
Fire at will, but I can't remember what it does.
And it's not in the book?
It's not in the main book.
Trying to look.
It must have been from one of the other books. In the operations book, if you got it.
Oh, I haven't bought anything but this book. Modiphius just keeps sending me stuff. Which is nice. But they don't have to stop.
Online is not wanting to work.
We like you, if you're listening. This is awesome.
I had a talent thing up, but...
It is
my address, Modiphius.
It is what?
Hmm? Oh, let me look at the spreadsheet. Just keep going. And I'll...
Oh, there it is.
You found it?
Nope. Capable of tracking multiple targets and making attacks against them with great effect. Whenever makes a work range of an attack and then uses the split task momentum spin to make a second range attack, they ignore the normal difficulty increase. So it doesn't take into effect now. Unless I want to attack twice in a row.
Okay.
Which I might. And this is, well, they're both under because they're rolled a 5 and a 6.
Do you have a focus that relates to phasers? I'm guessing not.
No.
All right.
I have lead by example, which...
Oh, wait. Could I have rolled another one, then? Because I have a hand phasers one.
You have a focus in phasers?
Yeah.
No, that would just give you an extra success if you roll under your...
Oh, failed, so...
And so how many dice am I rolling?
Well, roll them one at a time, because it's still just one. It's still just one hit. So it's 7.
7?
Yeah. All right, how many ones?
1.
Okay, 2s?
None.
3s and 4s, don't worry about. 5s and 6s?
3 5s.
You got 3 5s?
Yes.
Okay, that one dissipates into mist and disappears. That's a person.
Because there's my talent.
So there's a lot of people.
Keep the initiative and fire again.
Go for it.
You have to use one of these for that?
No,
it's a okay.
My talent lets me ignore that.
Oh, okay.
Normally, I would have to use momentum to do that, but I don't. Oh, I got a critical. A 1.
And what did you do on the other one? Does the other
12,
one hit?
12, which is... This is under... What is it? Security and what? Or,
it's fitness and security.
They're both under. With
so
one,
that's
one.
3 successes.
So the same number of dice, 7 again?
Wait, I think you can use that extra momentum if you want to do extra damage. Let me make sure.
We have a lot.
That's right.
No, the extra success.
The extra success, yeah. There, I think.
I had 3 successes.
Yeah, I know.
Which I definitely want to do that. That's something I would do.
Only half-heartedly shooting at them. This is failing completely.
I'm not a big fan of the index in this book. It's not very good.
No.
No,
you're definitely leading by example.
Oh, well, wait, was that not the thing you used?
No,
dang it.
I'm just sitting here not talking.
Oh, that was a focus, though.
Okay.
Does not make a very good focus.
Yes. Each additional momentum that you spend gives you an extra point of damage. That it's not an extra die, it's just an extra point of damage.
Okay, so still 7 damage. 7, yep. 9.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that before you roll the damage?
No, he's using the momentum he got from the hit because
I technically use momentum for my talent, but I ignored it.
I get it.
All right, how many ones?
None.
Twos?
Three.
That's six. Fives?
Two.
Sixes.
One.
And then you get an extra point for your momentum. All right. You are messing these dudes up. Security dude.
Yeah, I guess I was trying to see if I could use my hand phaser focus to try something a little, you know, to see if I can do multi-phaser shots.
So you have to have what he has.
What's that?
That talent of, what is it called?
Firewill.
Firewill.
Oh, okay.
Which we didn't have the book that's in, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Sorry. It's because we use a lot of online things.
Oh, okay.
So it brings up all the books.
And it is in the command book.
Command book? That
was an engineering book. It said online it was in command book, and that was on the Modiphius website.
Okay, well, then I'm going to go ahead and just try and shoot another one.
Is this your first time shooting or hitting?
No, I hit last time.
Okay.
I hit last time.
Gotcha. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I did. I think you said 6 points of damage last time.
Okay.
One success and one failure.
No, 20.
And one of the successes is equal to my security score.
You have a focus related to phasers?
Yes.
Okay, then you hit.
Okay. And that's...
That makes that 2 successes.
That was a total of 7 dice, right?
Yep. 6, 7.
Yeah, I think whatever this number is.
Okay. I got 1, 2, 4, 3s, a 4, and a 5.
Yeah, that one is dead.
Right.
Dissipates and disappears.
I'll be right back.
Somebody's
playing 20 with it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang,
good.
Doctor.
Yeah. Someone got hurt, right?
Yep. The science officer.
I'm going to go heal the science officer.
I should not be fighting.
Because that's what I do. And healing is, I'm assuming, reason and medicine.
Let's see. Injury and healing. Hopefully it is actually on this page, because half the time when it says it is not. Daring in medicine.
What?
Because it's in combat. That's what makes it daring.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I also have field medicine. Which means that I ignore any increase in difficulty with working without the proper tools.
And that's,
I do like technology.
Not an issue now.
Well, I just saw something. Somebody stole my debit card and used it somewhere in San Francisco. Just canceled it.
Wow. That's crazy.
Technology is cool, even if it is also causes this whole problem.
I have 2 successes.
All right.
Apparently, somebody got home my like 2 years ago. I got a subpoena for Sacramento.
Right.
Where we moved from.
I can't dispute it until it goes through, I guess. Oh, that will be for another day.
What they trying to buy?
I don't know. It's $5 at Nudge Mail. I don't know what that is. Well, they're just trying to see if it works, you know. Mm-hmm. That way they can go charge somewhere else.
Alright, actually...
I should have to do that and find out if it's been canceled.
You can't really do anything helpful during combat. All you can do is stabilize her. And she didn't really need the stabilizing. She wasn't dying, so...
Oh, okay.
Okay, Ensign. You're the only one who hasn't gone.
A
lot of them have been taken out.
I'm going to try the tricorder again, because I don't understand what's going on here. Something still doesn't seem right.
Okay.
I'm going to use something. What am I going to try? Why not? I'm going to try my orb value. And that has something. I'm going to need a book. When I touch that one, something weird happens.
Apparently I cut myself somewhere.
Oh, no. Oh.
My blood.
Luckily, I've been bled on enough at work that I don't really bother me anymore.
I had a scab on my hand here, and I just knocked it off somewhere.
You might have knocked it on the corner or something.
There we go. Alright, so...
Wash my hands.
First time this value is challenged. Okay, it's challenged. So this is not challenged. This is just me using. Yeah, it's just me using. Alright. So I use my determination. I automatically have two successes, and I get to roll the same insight plus science as before. So that is a total of four successes. If computers works out, that's another one.
All right, these are energy. Just energy.
Like, is it nothing, like, what kind of energy? Tachyon, what?
That's all you can get because you needed four successes to get that. So.
Oh, okay. Does computers, does that focus work for a tricorder, or do you need something more specific?
No, that would...
What about quantum science?
No.
Wait, is it a science roll? Can I do the thing?
Transporter
this thing? Nope. Whatever this thing is?
Nope.
Can I do my whatever this challenge is? Collaboration?
Well, you have to do that ahead of time.
Are you
and that would just allow him to use your skill anyway. So.
Never mind.
He did a very good roll. It's
he did. Just kidding.
Very hard to get much information out of
him. I'll yell at everybody. These things are just energy.
They aren't really flying. I said they were flying, but they're not. So they do have to go around the trees.
Are all these things? Or are some of these people from the
half
hills?
Of them are
okay. Villagers.
Most of what's left are the.
And they're attacking us.
They're attacking the demons.
Would
the
he? Be, I mean,
people.
He would be able to see that they're actually.
What are they attacking
right?
them
they're
with?
They're not. They're not also energy.
What are they attacking?
Phasers. Wow, that one. I am rolling really high, which is not good in this.
Yeah.
Not good for the villagers.
No, this is the demons.
Oh.
And who is
good for the villagers.
The it blue does. Cloak is Aaron.
No, I'm the blonde, I thought.
This one.
That's
me. You're here.
Yeah, the blonde.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's...
No, the blue cloak is the one who got hit. Blonde one, they totally screwed up. Did not hit at all.
That's me.
So that is 3 points of damage and another knockdown. I get knocked down.
I'm so squishy.
Back up.
I'm not meant to be fighting.
And then the villagers take out two more demons.
Really useless. Yay. Here.
And your turn, Aaron. Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron, your name is.
How many demons are left?
Two.
Can I do, like, a... Now that I know it's energy, can I do, like, a thing to see if I can recognize what type of energy it is?
Insight and science.
Okay, so... How do I use this stuff to make it better? How do I do that?
Momentum.
Extra
dice.
So one momentum.
You can use up to two to get two dice. Extra dice. Then you roll four dice.
Okay, so I'll use two.
Give me those.
And if you really want to make sure, since we know it's such a hard roll, if you've got a value that would apply, you could spend your determination to automatically get a one, which gives you two successes.
Where did you find?
I could. A persistent mind can solve all problems. The only one that I could think would fit.
What?
A persistent mind can solve all problems. Or
you
that's the only one
persistent.
That really From failure you learn, not from success. And then about failure.
Yeah, we'll go with the persistent one. Go ahead.
Okay, so type this off, and then
what? And that's two successes, and you got four dice to roll.
So four d20. Okay.
You already have two successes?
Yep.
Because I used the thing. And I'm trying to get under what? I got a one. That's I got two ones.
Four Woo! Successes.
And
six total.
So and whatever this is. What am I doing it off of?
He said insight
and science.
So okay, add those two together.
So this is. Oh, wait. Add these together?
No. Two. The
insight and science together.
Oh, sorry. I'm really not into this. 14. So I got another one and not this one.
So you had two to start with. How many you have there?
I have two ones.
She has seven.
And another one.
Seven.
I'm really determined to figure out that these are not
apparently
demons.
You are.
What was the difficulty?
I'm like, so this is not
some,
religious at all. This
back.
Is weird stuff. Science stuff.
I don't think you can gain momentum if you've spent it.
Yeah, you can get it back.
Can you?
It's weird.
If it's over the difficulty.
If I just massacre the roll.
Well, it all depends on what the difficulty was.
Well.
Alright.
I.e. if you generate momentum from the.
Yeah.
Where do you find that what these do?
Look, page. You're actually in the section that you need to be. Other way.
Oh,
yes. Those are the qualities.
I'm like dying on the floor trying to figure out what these stupid things
You're
are.
Not dying.
I know. I have four left.
I got you.
It says.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to figure
what
this out.
On this area
yeah.
Tent.
So yeah, go back.
Oh.
Back one page. That column on the right there?
I said it will not let you die.
I'm going to give you information that you really should not be able to get unless you're on the ship's computer, but.
Oh. Well, she's hooked up
okay.
to the ship's
yeah,
computer.
Yeah,
right
I was
going to
say, I could.
Yeah, I hope I'm not going crazy.
I could
eyeballs
on her. I could have used my computer brain or whatever the heck.
But I made it
a
difficulty
connection.
Six, so you got some crazy information that you shouldn't have.
The computer is telling me.
There is a similar energy that these demons are made of infusing the whole planet. And there is a place where the energy seems to bleed out of the core, and that is at the top of a nearby mountain.
Okay.
And the last two demons disappear.
Cool. Did we just ruin your adventure?
You kind of skip to the end a little bit.
By persistence. You know, Starfleet engineers and scientists do that. Like,
all
the
time.
Yeah.
So the people put their weapons away when all the demons are dead. And
I hope so, mine.
Do you need help? We have a.
Be nice if
we can.
We have one injury.
Provide first aid.
Yeah, well, we have a.
Now I know what I need person. To do with that taser. It's a little
yeah.
too late now. It's called an area intense shot, which you could
what,
do.
What, you can only, I think you can only do one?
No,
the moment
no.
I can heal her
if
outside
you do it
combat
together,
and
it's
actually
called
works.
Area intense.
Yeah.
if you prepare it beforehand.
Okay.
I should have been really
area
far
shot.
Back.
You don't
I'm
have
not
to
good
special.
Shooting.
You just say, I'm setting it to an area. Yeah.
Science officer is not meant to be up front.
It's a minor action before.
Reason and medicine.
Reason and medicine. And this can heal her?
Then you've always
yeah, because it's
night,
actual
too.
Medicine
that's
and not just first aid. Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll
can I spend some momentum? Do I need to spend momentum to help you?
I have 4 points left.
Then yes,
I'm
going
to
spend some momentum. I'm going
to
spend two. I can do that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's not on my head.
Hey, I got to get below a 17.
Yeah. That's not hard.
Okay, so that's... So did that give me successes or dice?
That gives you dice.
Okay.
It's
so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
Oh, she is. She's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I would hope that she's going to be like...
Take that, Crusher.
Yeah.
Take that, Bev. Why'd you go make up with Jean-Luc?
Or Ghost.
Oh, God.
Right.
Oh, God.
Worst episode ever.
So weird.
There's a lot of creep.
was a ghost. It was a ghost masquerading as her ancestor.
Control medicine with a difficulty of 2 to remove an injury. That's very vague.
I'll get top for your.
So for every
Joseph, it says a control medicine with a difficulty of 2 removes an injury. How would you define an injury?
It when you get stressed out and you take an injury.
So you don't even have any injury.
If you just got stressed, you're fine.
Oh. So you can't heal stress?
No, it just goes away as a little bit of rest.
When you take
a second to just calm down, and the adrenaline flows out of you.
Okay. I'm going to have to go wash my hand and put on a Band-Aid. All right.
Sorry.
This chick walks up to the captain and says, Annalisa Duval, you are in charge?
Captain Tran of the U.S. Montgomery.
I'm glad that Starfleet has sent people here. It seems that they are taking our request seriously. That's a good thing.
We've had reports.
Demons are evidence that the Creator is not happy with what's going on here.
Could you please elaborate?
The Creator wants one faith under him. He's not happy with all the different faiths. So we, the Voice of Purity, we are bringing the wishes of the Creator to the people and showing them the true faith.
I'm not going to talk. You guys go for it.
Your actions are creating unrest.
There should be unrest. If this is not resolved, then these demons will take over this planet and eventually the entire universe will be overrun if we do not fall under the Creator's design and follow the Creator's wishes. I can take you to the Creator if you want to speak to him yourself.
Where is this Creator?
Well, he appears atop the mountain.
Don't forget what your scan said. Let me confer with my group for a moment.
Yeah, I told all of you guys what the scan said.
I don't think you've had a chance to unless you told it in front of these people.
No, I'm going to... When he pulls us aside...
That's why I pulled aside.
When he pulls everyone aside, I'll be like, so I did a whatever science scan, and it appears that the energy that these demons were created with is also surrounding the whole planet. But it especially comes from this
originates.
Yeah, right.
Is the mountaintop she talking about the one that she's talking about?
Yes. I mean, I'm assuming. There. It seemed like it was coming from one specific mountaintop, and it may be the same place that they're speaking of.
So do you think this could be a hoax?
I think it's misconstrued science.
Do you think it's technological in nature?
I believe so, but we'd have to inspect it to see. I mean, they can always lead us up there.
Pretty sure anything like that would have showed up on scans long before we got here. This could be a natural phenomenon.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything man-made, but I think it's projecting itself.
It could very well be the ore that was...
Yeah, we did have that problem with the ore. Scans.
Was that weird, or was it just a common ore?
No, it's kind of normal. When you're standing deep underground.
It may be natural to this planet, but what it's producing is clearly phantasmic in nature to these
Who
people.
Is the native race to this planet?
There isn't
no one.
Yeah.
There was no race
they discovered it, and then they all had religious experiences.
Terrans discovered it. Humans.
Yeah.
That we know of, because there have been energy races discovered in the past.
As far as we know.
Ooh.
Well, don't
at least my background in xenobiology.
Don't forget about the Ballora either. I mean,
the who?
The Ballora. They're the quantum race that I made first contact with.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I thought this was something that was in Star Trek that I forgot about.
Well, don't your own people worship a race of energy beings?
The prophets. They're in the celestial temple.
What's your thoughts?
I would say, yes, we should go meet this creator and examine the energy leak.
Actually, I misspoke. Who she says she can introduce you to is an angel.
Okay.
Angel.
Well, then, yeah. I mean...
Better angels than demons, right?
You're right.
Yes.
We should try and figure out why they're manifesting as negative beings versus anything positive.
And it appears that these negative beings were also attacking these people as well, right? They weren't just attacking us.
Or they must have seen demons, because they were attacking with demons.
They were attacking these the Voice of Purity people as well.
Mm. Well, what happened here was they attacked you, and the Voice of Purity people came out and attacked the demons to defend you.
So the demon energy beings, they must have seen some kind of demonic beings as well. I mean, I guess in our conversation we would have discussed that we saw different things. So.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. What did they see when they attacked them?
Just to be clear, you weren't seeing different things. There were actually different things.
Oh. There were different.
So
types?
You weren't looking at the same demon and seeing something different. Your demon looked like a paw wraith, and his demon looked like.
Sorry,
that was my fault.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that would have been really clear then. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we would have looked across and seen all these different demons. Yeah.
So this means that these demon things were specifically coming after us for showing up here.
So there may be some intelligence to the energy.
Yeah, something like that.
Perhaps it is upset because of our intentions here.
Well, yeah.
No, it's upset because of all the different religions.
No. This is when she's not there.
Where did she go? She didn't go anywhere.
We stepped aside.
Excuse us for a second.
Let us confer amongst ourselves.
Yeah, I pull us all aside.
For some reason, this chick reminds me of Rhea in a Descent of Two Ferns. I don't know why I'm thinking of the same thing.
So, these beings all came out to attack us, and she's saying that these demons are coming because they're not under one faith. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if somehow they're controlling these demons and don't even realize it.
With like their intentions or something. I mean, are we close to the mountaintop that it looked like
we can transport?
But no, I was just wondering if we were close, like if their intentions would have affected the energy at all because of the closeness.
How far away is the when we're done talking,
you're gonna have to ask her.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I was gonna say how far away
describe the area when we first teleported in? You described something when we first teleported in.
I didn't write
that.
let me see. It was something, and then it disappeared.
Missing a page. Oh, the energy. She scanned and saw an unusual energy that she had not seen before, right before the demons appeared.
Again, that's your knowledge, not mine.
But I would have shared everything with you during this conversation.
So there was an energy force here before we got here. So did we like hit a trip mine or something? A proximity type?
You would probably... Well, you beamed in here, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
We beamed in and then walked up. Like, it didn't attack us till we hit that grove of trees.
And I'm assuming you were standing the whole time. That energy appeared. The demons appeared.
Yeah, I mean, we just need more information.
My character hasn't seen the original series, but I have.
I assume that your scanners saved the energy signature.
Yeah, I mean, I believe I can get us to the coordinates for where the mountaintop is, but it seems like they also get there too. So
to tell you where.
Yeah. They're gonna walk us there,
the signatures.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Was she's there a already, difference between?
She's actually already done that.
She has.
Mm-hmm.
Or he has.
He has.
Yeah. Sorry.
Was there a difference between the energy you saw when we first came here and the demons? Was it the same energy? Different?
No, it's the same. And it's also okay. The energy that's infusing the entire planet.
Yeah.
So
it's just, we just need to figure out why it's manifesting this way.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Well, it definitely shows signs of potential intelligence.
Because they're toxic assholes. No, that was Christy. That wasn't my character. That was Christy calling them toxic assholes.
I think it's worth investigating.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously, they're going to keep attacking places if we don't go in and figure this out somehow, so we need to at least settle it.
Should we contact the governor and ask her if she has seen any demons? This hasn't happened any other place. Would it not seem odd?
If the energy permeating the entire planet.
Yes. Well, I mean, they might be seeing something, but it may not be negative. It may be a positive manifestation.
Yeah. I think it's worth the contact, at least asking the question.
But these guys are standing right here, so.
Yeah.
Maybe we.
Maybe we'll do that when we return.
You could just walk off a little ways.
Calm her. Yeah.
Talk to her.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start scanning like
well,
the.
Where are you?
Actually, the magnetic anyway. Currents in the area, because that would probably be something that my character knows, being someone from the medicine background, that different magnetic currents and everything can make people feel certain ways and interacts with them poorly.
Inside science.
Got a roll below a 15. I did.
You know, the energy's not here anymore.
Okay, well, why don't you contact
what was her name? Commander.
Commander Martinez.
The governor.
Oh, Cajal.
Yeah.
Cajal. And she starts it, right?
Is her first name Al? Yes. Sorry.
It's Indira.
And what's her rank?
Commander.
So she's Indian.
Captain trying to Commander Hall. Cajal.
Go ahead, this is Commander Cajal.
Have any of your people recently seen any unusual manifestations of anything? Like demons or anything?
Demons? No, no one's reported seeing any demons.
Has that ever happened in the history of the place?
Have you ever heard of anything like this?
No, there's no history on the planet of anyone seeing demons. Are you seeing demons, Captain?
We saw something, but we're investigating.
There may be a scientific
explanation.
Well, after you get off, we'll maybe channel. I've got to
get pulled over, Aster.
And we've made contact with the voice of purity. We will be in contact with you if you need anything.
Very good.
Try it out.
While he was talking to the commander, what is the lady's name again? The voice of purity,
Annalisa.
I would go up to Annalisa and just begin to talk to her, because I picked up on something she said. She said something about we're glad the Federation has finally taken note. I want to follow up on that. What do you mean by the Federation has finally taken note of the voice of purity? Or
yes, it's a very serious matter. We need to get this taken care of, and we need the Federation support. Otherwise, things are going to be very bad for this planet and for the universe.
Well, you say these demons are attacking. Where else have they been attacking?
Oh, no, I haven't known of any other demons attacking. I'm just saying that the Creator must have sent them, because he or she is unhappy.
Okay, so this is the first time you've seen these type of creatures as well, then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to be clear on. Then, how far is this mountain where we could speak with this angel?
A few kilometers.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the mountain?
Well, I'm going to... I'll wait for my captain to give that order.
Yes. Please lead the way.
We have a supplemental captain's log.
Supplemental captain's log.
Captain, supplemental.
Yeah.
Captain's log, supplemental. It's easy to see how this plan is affecting so many people. There's something about the place. I had more requests for Torley than I've had since we were last at Ryza. The away team has made contact with the Voice of Purity. They seem as peaceful as they profess to be, but remain dedicated to their cause despite our diplomatic efforts. Thankfully, the attention they believe they are receiving from Torley is keeping them at peace for now. But all that buys us is time.